they picking. Cheap and expensive, you know the difference. You know that it's tainted, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, put a bear. Oh, what's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got your special Election Day coverage. We're going to be going all day, all evening. You're not going to want to go anywhere. We got a great guest coming up in just a moment. Her name's Melinda Brennan. She heads up the ACLU right here in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about the Get Out the Vote efforts. But we got a special guest that just popped in on the phone lines. Can't wait to squeeze her in. Marcelia Nicholson, the county board chairwoman, had to check in with you today, Marcy. Happy Election Day, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, Maggie. Hi, listeners. Happy Election Day.
How are you feeling? Do you think she's going to pull this one out?
Oh, we're going to pull it out. We are so optimistic about this race. Just this past weekend, we had a record turnout of volunteers. We had over 215,000 doors knocked. We made more than 2 million phone calls between Saturday and Sunday. We had tons of meaningful conversations with folks. Early voting started off with a great, great turnout. And the polls, they're so easy to just get into and vote because of the great work of our elections commissions and the fact that you can go in and register same day. And we have tons of polling locations open. So we're feeling really good about the enthusiasm. We're feeling great about the work that has been, you know, put in to make sure we have free and fair elections and that people could exercise their right. And I'm excited. I'm excited that we're going to elect the first female president, Black and Indian female president. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too. It's quite a moment in American history, not just because of the historical nature or historic nature of her candidacy and it looks, hopefully, her presidency, but because of, frankly, the brand, the rhetoric, the platform of the other candidate. It's been, frankly, in these closing days, just shocking. My guess is that this goes down as one of the weakest closings ever of a presidential campaign. Do you think some of these screw ups, I'll call them that, in this last week or so, including insulting Puerto Ricans, which is an insult to every American. I feel like we're all Puerto Ricans when you hear things like that. Insulting women, J.D. Vance calling Kamala Harris trash. I mean, thing after thing. Do you think these different mistakes, these missteps, are making a difference for voters?
Absolutely. And I want to be clear. As a Black Latina, the representation of a woman of color leading the highest office in the land is meaningful to me. But I'm not voting for Kamala because of that identity. I'm voting for Kamala because she's the most qualified. And she has proven over and over why she's the best person for this job. We've seen her plans. We've seen what she wants to do for the working family, for the middle class. We see what Trump wants to do, which is to continue to make his friends, his VP candidate, I think it's Elon Musk and not J.D. Vance, you know, make those folks richer at the expense of us. And then, as you mentioned, we see these gaps, these insults being wielded. It's almost like his mask is falling off. And it's a sign of weakness because he hates to lose. It's like the kid on the playground, he steals the ball because he lost the game. And that's what he's doing right now. He's going down fast and he's taking down as many people as he can with us. And that should be a clear sign that he is not capable and he should not be our next president of the United States.
Couldn't agree with you more, folks. That is Milwaukee County Board Chairman Marcelia Nicholson. You were one of my bosses at Milwaukee County for many years. What are you feeling from those that are closest to these election processes, our county clerk and our county elections official, the district attorney's office? Have you heard of any problems or were there high anxieties? How are people getting through this election day?
Well, you know, I have to preface by saying that there's always the threat of, intimidation and violence on our election officials. And that is something that has come from the Trump camp. because they hate to lose. And so, you know, obviously there are concerns about those sort of threats. And so we're putting measures in place to make sure that our election officials are safe. But we just held a press conference Monday with our youth commission, our elections commission's director, and our county clerk's office. And they talked about how hard they're working to make sure that the count will be done efficiently. They reminded folks that, you know, you may hear that votes are coming in the middle of the night, but that's not true. We have to count every single vote, and we won't stop until they're counted. And so they're going to come in sometime, you know, after midnight. So folks who are listening, don't expect to know the results at 8 p.m. Just know that it's going to take some time to count those votes. And they're being very clear about the process. They're holding very transparent ballot counting processes. And you can actually go to the Milwaukee County Clerk's or the Election Commission's website. Just Google that. It'll take you right there and let you know everything that's happening. I'm confident that they're going to do a great job, just like they have in past elections.
Couldn't agree with you more, folks. That's Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. Last words to any voters out there who may not have voted yet or are still on the fence, Madam Chairwoman.
Please, please get out and vote. At the end of the day, it's a power thing. We have the chance to imagine a community that works for us. And we can only do that by playing a role, by participating, by making those decisions and not letting others make those decisions for us. So please meet us at the polling places. They're so easy to go into. Register same day if you haven't registered. Take your ID, take a piece of mail with your address on it, and cast your vote. Your voice is your vote. And finally, for any SNL fans, keep Kamala, and what is it? Keep Kamala.
Keep Kamala and carry on. And carry on, Allah. Will you hold my Pamela, Marcelia, because
yes.
I have lots of love for you, as I always do. Folks, girl, I will be calling you later 100% as these results come in. Folks, that's Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. Love you too. Take care. We're now going to bring out my thanks to the chairwoman for making time. I know both she and David Crowley running all over the place. And so has Melinda Brennan, head of the ACLU in Wisconsin. Melinda, thank you so very much. You're going to want to unmute yourself for your patience this afternoon. Got so many people that want to weigh in here. Melinda, what is this election going to mean for folks in Wisconsin? What could the impacts here be?
Well, first, it's a pleasure to be here, especially on this day. I think that it feels particularly momentous for Wisconsin. We have so many elections happening. If people aren't aware of the larger picture in Wisconsin, we have new maps, which means we have the chance for a much more representative legislature than we did previously. And so in order for us to have the resources that we need in our communities, the budgets that reflect our priorities, the laws that we want to govern us in the state, everybody's got to get out and vote. And so this is the day, not just top of the ticket or nationally, but this is the day for Wisconsin for you to reshape the future of the state.
Well, that perfectly leads me to my next question, Melinda, which is, as we look down ballot, so much ink spilt, so much pearl clutching, I have some on myself, so much pearl clutching over that top of the ticket race, it is certainly important. But when we look at down ballot races, especially in our state government here in Wisconsin, what role do those elected officials in the state assembly, state senate, and other down ballot races make in shaping both the quality of life for people here in Wisconsin, but also when it comes to one of the top issues for voters this cycle, reproductive freedoms?
I'm so glad that you said the words quality of life, because that is critical, I think. If we're going to think about healthcare and we're going to think about governmental intervention into our lives, I think that no one should be afraid that they can't receive life-saving healthcare. And I mean that whether we're talking about abortion and that being a major motivating factor for people getting out to vote in the numbers that we're seeing both early and today, as well as life-saving healthcare that impacts folks that are trans and non-binary. And so if you don't want government intervening into the intimate crevices of your life, then I would hope that you would want to preserve the rights that we've expected for 50 years, and that you'd want all your neighbors and friends and anyone you might run into in life to be able to survive and have a life-giving care that they have. And quite frankly, the voting that's happening today shapes our future in relation to reproductive justice, as well as healthcare more generally.
Yeah, when I think of these individual issues that we've heard from different voters, they may view in silos. I really do think of them as incredibly interconnected. It may be a woman's right to bodily autonomy yesterday. It may be an immigrant's right to fair and equal due process tomorrow. It could be your right to marry whom you choose the day after that. It may be your right to unionize. It may be your right to access a free and fair press, so that when we view language and rhetoric like we've heard from Republicans, it may be you tomorrow. That is the sort of grinding, inexorable nature of fascism and otherization. And when we look at our communities, and we think that's not going to happen here, that is my concern. We need to be promoting health and wellness for all. I know that the ACLU of Wisconsin, Melinda, has done an incredible amount of work in door-to-door canvassing. If you could describe that for folks, because the ACLU is nonpartisan. You are a civil rights organization and advocacy group. So tell us, you know, what your efforts have been, and when you do knock doors, what are you communicating with voters about?
So the scope of our work in this electoral cycle has been making sure that every voter in Wisconsin had clear information across our platform of priority issues on every race for the Assembly and the Senate so that they could make an informed decision. So that meant that we sent a survey with several questions, all the same questions to every single candidate. And as they responded, those were going to be the published responses. And I will tell you, you can find it right now on our website. It's equally important today and during early voting as it will be later for accountability purposes. We wanted people to represent their own political beliefs and what they would stand up for or not in their own words, have people have the ability to read them, judge who they wanted to represent them, and then afterwards be able to hold them accountable. And I will tell you that the advocacy and the comms around that have been absolutely pivotal. No less was door knocking. No less was being on our dialer and our text banking, making sure that people had access to those resources, could find them easily. And no less today in helping with election protection and making sure as voters have problems, they can call the line and get help right then. I'm grateful to say that it's a smoother day than I think many people were expecting across the state. But one of the most important things that we can do is we show up for every single voter and we want people to be informed. And of course, I understand that many people look at the ACLU and they say, this is a gigantic platform of issues. But much as you said, I'd like to imagine people's neighbors and friends and maybe people they haven't even met, and you're determining whether they will have a quality life here or not. And so the representation is not just for you, and it is not just a civic duty that all of us that have the privilege to engage in it. It's also for all the people we haven't yet met that we'll be grateful for later that they have their rights as well.
Melinda, so well put. Thank you for that. Incredibly based in this ethos that I think we have here in Wisconsin, which is care for our neighbors, care for our community. Yes. Even if we haven't met that individual yet, this is the thing that binds us together as Wisconsinites. Yes. And I think overarchingly as Americans, this is what is in our blood, if you will. And I can turn on its head some of the allegory used by one of the candidates. When we think about this, and again, the stakes, this is about more than any individual group or any demographic group. Because you have done this incredible analysis, first, let's start with where can people find that information that the ACLU has asked for from the candidates, all the same questions? Where can they find that? And then, Melinda, what are some of your closing thoughts to anyone who may be listening who hasn't yet voted or is on the fence?
I would say, I don't think, to answer your second question first, I don't want anyone who has the ability to vote in weeks later or months later or a year later to be regretful that they didn't get in line and stay in line. So get in line before 8 p.m. And if you're in the line at 8 p.m., stay because you have a right to vote. And bring as many friends as you can with you, because I will tell you, when I was making phone calls the other day, I was grateful to hear so many people had already voted. And the other thing I would say is just go to our website and search for our candidate questionnaire, and you will be able to see all of those answers.
Folks, that's Melinda Brennan, head of the ACLU in Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Melinda. When we come back, it'll be time for Maggie and the Millionaires. Talk money with Erica Payne, head of the Patriotic Millionaires.